We have crashed the headquarters at NFL Network, and in so doing, we have found Bucky Brooks because his analysis of the draft is awesome. So we're going to ask him about the draft and the Vikings. What's
All right.
up?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good. Thanks for having us to your place.
I mean, this is quite the layout.
Yeah.
It's all purple.
We have Vikings logos up in here. It's awesome.
I mean, this is a fantastic deal. Like, I'm still kind of blown away. I didn't know that we could change colors like this.
Well, you guys can. You guys are good. You guys can do a lot, including talk about the draft, which you do all the time on Path to the Draft. Weekdays, 6 Eastern, leading into NFL Total Access. You can catch Bucky's work there. You can catch it on Twitter. You can catch it on NFL.com. Pretty good draft class this year. Even our coach and GM have talked about how deep it is at certain positions, including running back, tight end, and a lot of people like the corners in this draft. What do you like about this class?
I mean, I think it's a deep and talented draft. I think particularly on the defense side of the ball, you can find pass rushers, you can find some defensive tackles. The defensive backfield is loaded with corners and safeties, guys that are hybrid type players. So whatever you want on the defense side of the ball, you certainly can find. On offense, you alluded to the tight end class being outstanding. A lot of versatile athletes that can play. And the running back class is one of the best running back classes that we've seen in some time.
Would you like it for the Vikings to get maybe another Kyle Rudolph-like tight end, and you come out in like 12 personnel and the defense doesn't know whether they should come out in their base or their nickel and maybe confuse them that way? Do you like that?
I mean, I like that. I mean, I like that approach. I think anytime you have the opportunity to go 12 personnel and you have versatile athletes that can do it, where Rudolph is your conventional Y tight end, you have a explosive athlete that is more the H, yeah, that gives problems. I think the big thing, the way teams are building in National Football League, is you have to look at your quarterback. And I know Teddy Bridgewater has been the franchise quarterback, but we will presume that Sam Bradford is the quarterback. You have to make sure that the personnel that you have makes him very, very comfortable. And he's a guy that came from a spread system in Oklahoma. With Shermer taking over as the offensive coordinator, there's some things that they like to do from a West Coast standpoint that tied in is key, but they also could look to maybe add some more wide receivers as well.
Sure. When you look at what the Vikings did in free agency with the signing of Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, two offensive tackles who are starting caliber, what do you think that does to the Vikings' plans in the draft, if anything?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you're looking at the market, both free agency and draft market, to see where the strengths and the weaknesses are. In the draft, offensive tackle was a weakness. So it forced the Minnesota Vikings to go heavy into free agency and make sure that they secured the offensive line. Now, when you come to draft day, you can look at some of your other needs and try and pinpoint what do we really need and where can we get it. And when you don't have a first-round pick, you have to be selective because even though you say you want to target certain things, who knows what's going to be available in the later stages of the draft.
Vikings signed Latavius Murray in free agency, but we were talking earlier, and you still like the idea of maybe of drafting a running back.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think Latavius Murray has been a Pro Bowl player, but I think you can never have too much. I mean, you can never have too much depth at that position nor too much talent. And so depending on who falls at certain situations, they certainly could look to add another piece of the puzzle at the running back position.
Switch sides of the ball and go defense here. A combine standout, and I want to know from you if he's a standout on tape as well, was the UConn safety, Obi Melifonwu. What did you think of him?
I mean, I think he's outstanding on tape. I think he has an opportunity to be a guy that sneaks into the first round based on how he looked on tape and how he performed at the combine. Talking about 6'4", 215-plus pounds, being able to run 4.40, but he's a really good football player. And I think the big thing when you're looking at Melifonwu, he's a four-year starter. He has a ton of experience. He made the calls and adjustments in the back end. And so as you're building your defense and you're looking for guys that can come in and play right away, those are the kind of guys that typically kind of have a step up on some of the other guys in the position, experienced players.
Vikings defensive staff, Mike Zimmer, George Edwards, our coordinator, and Andre Patterson, our D-line coach, have done some really good work with young defensive linemen in the last few years. Danielle Hunter out of LSU, as an example. Even Shamar Stephan from UConn, defensive tackle, who's really developed. Any three techniques in this class where if the Vikings wanted to bolster the depth of the interior defensive line, they could maybe do that with a defensive tackle?
I mean, I think there are plenty of defensive tackles that are intriguing. I think Caleb Brantley is a guy that you hear people talk about that can do it. There's some inside guys, Chris Wormley, who's another guy from Michigan who has some talent. I think the big thing for the Vikings is you're trying to figure out how much do I want to invest in that position and when do I want to kind of pull the trigger if I'm looking at a defensive tackle, when there, quite frankly, may be better players at other positions that may not feel an immediate need, but they're better talents. So that's always the yin and the yang when you win the draft class.
All right, well, GM Rick Spielman and George Payton and his crew have done a nice job in the draft in recent years. If you were in that room with him and you had to pound the table for one thing, what would it be for the Vikings in this year's
draft? You know, I think you need to find a linebacker. With Chad Greenway moving on, you need to find a playmaking linebacker, someone like a Zach Cunningham, a Jerry Davis, someone who can come in and be versatile at that second level and really help Eric Kendricks at the second level make plays.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, man.
Cool. Thanks so much.